Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome in to today's 15 Minutes of Fan. You know, the big story right now has been the Kansas City Chiefs and their general manager. It's hard to believe in June, the NFL is the big name, but that's exactly what it is today. The Kansas City Chiefs right now, according to the internet yesterday, Ian Rappaport, and he visited 610 in Kansas City, had some names in mind, had some things in mind that he could potentially see. Now, yesterday, over the weekend, he did have some trouble pinpointing exactly who was going to take over the GM job. Did say that he had multiple names that were going to come about, and they turned out to be falsehoods. They turned out to be completely farcical, but does come out with a couple more. And these I kind of believe because they are general managers, and as believable as Theo Riddick was of the NFL, or excuse me, of ESPN, I do think he would be a solid candidate. We go back to yesterday when I mentioned he has kind of a look at the entire league. General managers do as well, and they're not guys that sit there and only check out their own teams. One name being thrown around is Seahawks executive Scott Fritterer. It looks right now like he is one of the top candidates for the job. That would be great for Kansas City, a guy that coming from a winning team and coming from a very good team, that the Seattle Seahawks organization. He is a top executive in the Seattle organization, so that would be big for Kansas City. Just a lot of names thrown around, and a lot of names within the Chiefs. Look for that to potentially happen. And again, I have no pulse with the Chiefs. It's all a guessing game, and I think it's a guessing game right now within the organization. I think they have really are kind of up in the air exactly who they could potentially get. Another name thrown around is the Minnesota head coach, or excuse me, the Minnesota general manager. Just a lot of things thrown around right now, and there's no definite to who they are going to get. I talked to Jay Binkley the other day, and it's not a thing that they need to decide right now, but they do need to decide it, he believes, by training camp, and I would completely agree with that. Need to get those players in place, but ultimately, and we've seen this with John Dorsey, it is Andy Reid's team, and I still think if Andy Reid wanted to save John Dorsey, he could have. He could have said, no, I want Dorse here, but didn't. And that confuses me a little bit. That really kind of puts in my head that Andy Reid was totally okay with the firing of John Dorsey. He was not behind Dorse at all, and I am a little bit confused by that, but it ultimately, again, it is Andy Reid's team, and if he sees that they need some new blood and a new mind in there, that's what the Hunts are going to do. As much as they have the hiring and firing power, You have to believe that Andy Reid is still pulling the strings on that. But again, still several names up in the air. Hopefully we have a better thought process on what is going on later this week and into next week. We'll talk a little bit later about what we have coming up in the coming days. Moving to the association, the NBA last night, after getting the NBA Finals over, they hand out their awards. And last night, it was the NBA MVP was given out to Russell Westbrook from the Oklahoma City Thunder. He gets the award for the NBA MVP. And other names last night, Kemba Walker winning the Sportsmanship Award, Dirk Nowitzki named Teammate of the Year, Rookie of the Year went to Malcolm Brogdon, and Coach of the Year went to Mike D'Antoni of the New York Knicks. Dude deserved it. Dude, wow. It was a rough year for Mike D'Antoni, and he gets the Coach of the Year. However, Bill Russell stole the night. Bill Russell stole the night last night. If you didn't see it, the Lifetime Achievement Award was given out by multiple players, multiple big men, including San Antonio's David Robinson, and really all everywhere's Dikembe Mutombo, as well as Bill Russell. As he approached the microphone, I'm telling you, he stole the show. He looked at both of the big men that he was with, and he just looked at them and stone faced and said, "I'd kick your ass." Only the way Bill Russell could do. And it got a chuckle out of the crowd. It got a laugh out of the crowd. It got a laugh out of everyone that watched it. Bill Russell, man, he lives in his own world. And hats off to him, because that was a really, really cool thing that he did. Maybe just a little bit over the top, but it was just Bill Russell being Bill Russell. But again, the NBA MVP goes to Russell Westbrook of the Oklahoma City Thunder, a well-deserved honor. I think a lot of people had other people on their mind. A deserved honor. I say well-deserved honor by Russell Westbrook, but he led his team to a 5 seed, a 6 seed, somewhere in there. I just don't get that. But again, he does earn the MVP for the 2017 season. Quick shout out to the Florida Gators. They get a victory last night in the College World Series. They have moved to Omaha. A part of a 3-game set between Florida and LSU. The Gators get the opening game of the 3-game set, 4-3 last night in Omaha over LSU. A very nice hitting night for the Florida Gators. They knock in 4 RBI on 6 hits, but the walks were what was really telling in this game. 5 walks for the Gators in this contest. The LSU pitchers really broke down early on and were not able to get their team back in this, despite some late runs in this game. Florida gets out to the early lead, 3 runs in the 4th inning, and again, they get game 1 of the College World Series, 4-3 over LSU. So shout out to them. They get ready to take game 2. If they have the chance, they can win game 2 and get the championship to go along with the ladies on the other side. All right, you know, there wasn't much in sports going on last night. There wasn't a whole lot. And I decided to move away from the sports. I did watch the College World Series, watched a little bit of the College World Series, but I flipped over to the USA Network because, you know, for nostalgia's sake, I turned on WWE, the pro wrestling organization. And sure as hell, I was trying to get away from sports, and who shows up on my television? LeVar Ball. LeVar Ball was welcomed to WWE Raw last night and had a face-off with one of the wrestlers. I don't know who it was, but got to the ring, ripped off his t-shirt, and had a face-off with one of the wrestlers. I don't know what was going on. I didn't stick around for it at all. Frankly, I saw it on Twitter and just kind of pushed it away. But LeVar Ball going to WWE. I was trying to find a way to separate myself from the sports, separate myself from ESPN a little bit, and boom, look who shows up, LeVar Ball on Monday Night Raw. I'm going to post that video in a little bit. I don't understand what exactly happened on Monday Night Raw, but LeVar Ball decided to strip down and in front of a couple of boys, I believe, from the looks of the video, a couple of his boys were on there as well. So, but of course, LeVar being LeVar, he made a scene out of it and made it definitely interesting. Again, I will post that video on the Facebook page, facebook.com/15fans. I'll post that video later on today. All right, let's take a look at what we have going on tonight, what we have going on the rest of the week here on 15 Minutes Fan. No Royals game tonight, but they do head into some big games coming up over the weekend and into late this week. Three games against the Tigers and four against the Minnesota Twins. Your schedule says three, but four against the Minnesota Twins as they have a doubleheader on Tuesday as a makeup for the rain delay, rain out game on April 29th. They have the makeup game for that. So your schedule does say three, but it's actually four games with the Minnesota Twins, seven very important games inside the division with the Tigers and the Twins. The Royals have to get some wins in the next few days. And as I said yesterday, they don't have to win everything here. They don't have to win seven games. But, man, win the series. Get two out of three against the Tigers. Get three out of four against the Twins, and you're right back in this thing. The Royals right now, two and a half out of the division lead and just getting there, man. They are just outside that division lead and still several games to go before the All-Star game. I think this team could be in the – if not in the catbird seat, they could be very, very close to the top of the division by the All-Star break. But these seven games will change that quite severely in the next few days. Again, three against the Tigers, four against the Minnesota Twins. Coming up here on 15 Minutes of Fan, tomorrow, remember to check in. We have our weekly dose of Jonathan Deutsch. He will sit down with me tomorrow. He will come in. We'll talk a little Royals. We'll talk some Chiefs. Who knows what we're talking. When Jonathan and I get together, a couple of weeks ago, we talked Batman. So, I mean, when we get together, you just never know what JD and I are going to talk about. And so you'll enjoy that. Check in tomorrow. We will have an excellent show. Every Wednesday, he comes in and joins me here on 15 minutes of fan for our weekly dose of Jonathan Deutsch. That's all I have for today. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.